I happened to come across an article entitled The Role of the Rabbi. The title caught my attention. It's always interesting for me to read what others think about my job. The article was written by a national fellow at the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research. Given that the Institute's purposes are, and this is directly from their website, to defend the principles and improve the institutions of American freedom and democratic capitalism, limited government, private enterprise, individual liberty and responsibility, vigilant and effective defense and foreign policies, public accountability and open debate, I'm not quite sure why they would publish an article entitled The Role of the Rabbi. But as I discovered, the article really wasn't about the role of the rabbi. It was a slam against the conservative movement's decision to accept openly gay rabbis into their rabbinic program. In the author's words, it is, quote, a tragedy not only for the conservative movement, but also for Jews everywhere, unquote. Not only do I find his attack on the decision offensive, for gays and lesbians should have full acceptance within the Jewish community, I find his understanding of Judaism disturbing. The author of this article defines Judaism in the narrowest of terms. Oh yeah, he acknowledges that there are other branches of Judaism, but he denies diversity and the possibility that there are different ways to understand Jewish history, the texts, or Judaism itself. He presumes that his understanding of Judaism is the only way to see Judaism, and I think he's wrong. He simply states, quote, that a Jew is required to keep God's commandments, unquote. While it sounds like something we might have learned when we were children in religious school, what does it really tell us about being Jewish? This author, like so many others who define Judaism this way, don't address the concept of God. He simply presumes a definition, and the definition that he seems to presume is the God described in the Bible. He further presumes that God wrote the Bible, or that those who wrote it got God's message correct, and that no one added any of their prejudices, and the Bible hasn't been altered from that day. He also presumes that the rabbis of old were promoting the correct message. His concept of Judaism is based upon a narrow definition of God. It needs to be understood that throughout Jewish history, the term God has been reinterpreted and redefined, and many of those definitions don't presume a God that issues commandments. This author reduced Judaism to a series of law given once, never to be changed, never refined. But Judaism is so much more than this. It is a human experience. It is an evolving one. Our ancestors, whatever their theology, were grappling with issues of their day, but the answers that they found don't have to be our answers. Our ancestors' concepts should not bind the thoughts and actions of Jews today. The decisions and prejudices of the ancient world do not need to limit the modern Jewish experience, which I believe needs to be open and expansive and embracive. Our responsibility is not simply to agree with our ancestors, for we have new insights, knowledge, and understandings that they never had. It is irresponsible for us to act as if we had learned nothing over the centuries, to act as if our ancestors knew more than we. Our responsibility is to create a healthier Judaism informed by science and modern thought. Only then can Judaism remain a vital and dynamic experience.